through one of the boys, grandfather.
Yes, this is,
hold up.
This is Fred. Just hold this.
Yeah, put it about there.
It's Fred and Sue's boy. We were down.
Which one?
This is Steve. Okay. But we were down between Carpinteria and Ventura walking our dog. And on the side from Highway 1. And we're about an hour into our walk. And I looked up the road and there was it looked like a stump sitting in the middle of the road. I mean, but it was moving slightly. So I said to Errol, I said, grab Blaze, which is the dog, hold on to him. And we looked and it was a large cat. Couldn't see how long the tail was, but it was a big cat in the middle of the road, probably 100 yards off. And so we sat and looked at the cat for a while. And I said, I think we should go. And so as soon as we turned around to walk away, I looked over my shoulder, the cat was gone. So anyway, we went about our business. I got to work the next day and called the state, and they referred me to their cougar expert up in Fillmore, left a message on his voicemail, and he called me back, said, what did you see? So I described all this to him, and he said, well, what you had there was a curious cat, but not too curious. And
split.
And that it split. And I said, well, what would have happened if? And he says, well, you'd had a whole different situation if Blaze had treed the cat or you guys had been there. Yeah, but it turned out it was no harm, no foul. But it was right by my house at the time. I was living there at Seacliff community, right there where the cat was. So that was my interest, was making sure the cat wasn't going to come down and chomp on some kids.
Right. Yeah. Well, several people have been killed by mountain lions.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
We had Joe there a few years ago out in Topanga.
Well, that woman who was the bicycle.
Yeah. I had another one run by me about a year later down in Port Hueneme, down by the harbor.
Yeah.
And I was by a creek that ran up and down, and I saw the paw prints. And,
ooh, la, la.
And I observed the paw prints of this one weeks before as I was running up and down this road, but thought, I don't know. But, and this thing just came prancing by silent. It didn't report that one, but they're out there.
Well, more people get killed by deer than by cougars every year, because there are more deer.
Just like being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Deer will run in the direction they're aimed about the time they get frightened, and if you're standing in the way, you get trampled or gored. But it doesn't make the news because they're charismatic megafauna.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, as Linda said, recently there was a stag, I mean a big one, down in her canyon. So was she picking flowers, and it just stood there and looked at her, and she stood there and looked at it, and she wasn't quite sure what they do, like charge like a billy goat or a ram. What do they do exactly? Mm-hmm. So she decided to retreat. And she retreated.
Yeah, I don't know if they're that aggressive. I think a lot of the people that get killed by deer get killed because the deer happens to be running at them.
Sure.
I don't think it's aggressive. I don't know.
The deer came up behind her and clawed heck out of her with her forepaws and knocked her down. And if it had been her stomach instead, it would have disemboweled her.
Mm. They are
sharp.
Yeah, very sharp. Oops.
That's their